Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We do, however, need to talk about Cody Gakpo.
It is a conundrum, one could say, at the moment.
How do you solve a problem like Cody Gakpo? Now, I think it's fair
with
to say...
With a musical, Dan.
I think it's fair to say me and you have both been big admirers of Cody Gakpo during his time at Liverpool. And yep. A lot of that might be, you know, harking back to last season, just how brilliant he was when he first came into the side and all that sort of stuff. And I was, you know, lead founder of the Cody Gakpo fan club for a little bit. I thought he was probably Firmino 2.0, etc. Now, I think the emergence of Darwin Nunez as the nine has sort of hindered that potential position for him a little bit. And I've said numerous times that he's been a victim of his own versatility, in that we have used him in so many different areas of the pitch, in so many different roles. He's never really found the set one and been able just to flourish at it, which doesn't help, of course it doesn't. However, I've said for 2 or 3 weeks now, even I am getting tired of saying that. And even I am removing myself from that defence of Cody Gakpo now, because there does come a time whereby that can't wash anymore. You just need to play better. And I think today, he just needed to play better.
Yeah, I think, listen, to begin with, I think you need to have a proper grown-up conversation about
of course,
it. I think that's where it comes to. This isn't us throwing the baby out with the bathwater around Cody Gakpo. This is a footballer that plays Liverpool and deserves the respect of the entire fan base, because he's clearly trying to do something. He's not going out there trying to be shit or trying to be poor, but he was poor today, You know, and it wasn't for want of trying, as I say, but you do have to have the conversation about what is he bringing to the side at the moment. Now, he brought a couple of goals midweek. Brilliant. That's exactly what we want from Cody. Today, unfortunately, he made some poor decisions in some very good situations for us, and that's the problem. And, you know, I don't know whether it's helped him that he's played the nine, he's played the eight, he's played left wing, he's played right wing. He's kind of played three of those four positions in today's game alone, by the way. He came on the right, he's found himself on the left, he played central. I felt one of the big problems with Cody today was he was dropping into the space that McAllister wanted to be in, or Harvey Elliott wanted to be in late on in the game, and he was actually getting in their way a little bit. So, you know, there was times when he didn't need two people in that space. You're making it easy for Manchester United to defend it. You need one person there. You need one maybe holding the line a little bit better and trying to get in behind them and stuff like that. But ultimately, it comes down to it. When he had the ball at his feet, he made too many mistakes. He gave the ball away too easily.
And again, you alluded to it there. Like, there's a couple of big moments that feel that Liverpool could be about to kill the game off, and Cody Gakpo is central to them. And for whatever reason, I can't quite put my finger on what it is. He dillies on it. He doesn't make a decision quickly enough.
Lack of confidence.
Exactly. I was going to say that, but then I spent a lot of the show early on today saying he should have his confidence through the roof again. He scored twice in midweek. Like, I don't know whether that can be a thing anymore. Like, literally, two goals doesn't automatically mean you're absolutely buzzing and watch what I can do. You don't turn into Maradona off the back of two goals, of course not. But can it be a confidence thing? Is it a crisis of confidence now? Like, just bring up Jamie Carragher tweeted pretty much as the game came to its conclusion, Gakpo plays like the game is in slow motion, which feels a little bit harsh, if I'm being really, really honest. However, when you look at what he's brought to the team today, and how much that ended up costing us on the back of it. And again, I'll say I'm a massive Cody Gakpo fan. I'm a big believer that he will have a successful Liverpool career. I'm not for a single second doubting that. However, at this moment in time, it's hard to see what he's really offering. And to sort of overall on his stats this season, 13 goals, 5 assists, 41 appearances, you know, played every single position that I mentioned earlier on. So really useful. But right now, something's not right, it feels.
Yeah, and I don't know whether it's that lack of confidence, because he doesn't seem to want the football. And, you know, he plays nearly probably 45 minutes tonight.
You'd literally 43 minutes, yeah.
Right, 11 passes, 12 passes, something like that. It's like, it's not many. And that's when I've looked at this for deep dives and stuff over the last few weeks, is that's the reoccurring theme. It doesn't matter whether you put him up front, you put him on the right, you put him on the left, or you put him in an eight. He's not getting the ball a lot. And we know that it's not about formation, it's about space. And Cody Gakpo's not finding space to help the team at the moment. And when he does, he's just not using it well enough. And that's a problem when you've got 10, 11 passes on the field, but the three big ones that you miss, maybe, are the ones that, they're the important ones, you know what I mean? These aren't five-yard passes. We need you to have an impact right then and there. And unfortunately, he's just not able to do that at the moment. And I think for what he's done, you know, would you say 41 appearances? There's a lot of appearances for 13 goals, by the way, but a lot of them are from the substitute
bench.
Minutes-wise,
it won't be.
Yeah, it's nowhere near it. I think his return probably per minute, it probably isn't that bad. Yeah. 2,300 minutes. I mean, I can't do the maths on that live. It seems like a lot of minutes, that, to be honest, probably higher than I would have expected. But for every game that he's got two in, there's the games where he should have got more. And I think that's the problem. And I do think it just comes down to lack of confidence, not knowing where he fits in this iteration of Liverpool. I think last season, he felt like he could see where I was going to play. I think I'm going to be Bobby Firmino's replacement. This is what I need to get good at. Right now, I think he's looking at it going, well, the boss uses me out there, I don't really like it. The boss uses me there, I don't really like it. They don't want a false nine anymore. They want a tip of the spear, number nine. And I think he's got a lack of identity within the squad, and that's affecting his confidence.
It certainly looks to be the case. I 100% agree with you on that, and it's a massive shame, because again, I think he's got loads and loads of quality. He's still young, of course he is. He's definitely got time on his side, and he's definitely got ability on his side as well. And I think you're right. I think he was sort of signed as a left winger from PSV, essentially, you know, and we pretty much immediately pigeonholed him in the most positive of senses as the Bobby Firmino replacement, as you say, because it felt like he had all the attributes and a little bit more, to be honest, to be that guy and to offer even additional attributes going forwards. But yeah, let's sort of round it off then. Like, how do you solve the problem right now? Is it a confidence thing? It doesn't feel like there's going to be an opportunity for him to, I said the other day, like, do you just persevere with him in the way you're using him in sort of fits and starts in different roles? Because it doesn't feel like there's going to be a chance to play him for 5-6. His form doesn't warrant that, first and foremost. And secondly, when you're going to get to play him in 5 consecutive games in the same position, that's probably not going to happen right now. So, and the strangest thing about it all is that he doesn't smack of somebody struggling at the football club in terms of his demeanour and stuff like that. He feels, you know, training wise and sort of whenever you see social and stuff like that, he looks happy and content to be at the football club. There's no unrest there whatsoever. But when he gets on the pitch right now, it's just not happening for him, is it, at all? And that's a problem.
Yeah, it is a problem. I think you need to work out how to fix it, don't you? That's what Jürgen's obviously going to be paid the big bucks to do between now and the end of the season. But he feels like if Liverpool have got, you know, Harvey Elliott's maybe your number 12 guy in the squad at the moment. I think when everybody's fit, Gakpo's probably 16.
That low?
Probably, because I think, you know, Jota's out at the moment and he's probably ahead of him for one of those forward spaces. Obviously, Elliott's probably ahead of him. I think we're seeing a lot more rotation between the fullbacks.
Gomez and Bradley
would be a part of that, you know, when Trent's back in there and stuff. So, yeah, I think that's 14, 15, 16, somewhere like that. And that's maybe not conducive to him as a footballer or where he wants to be. And, you know, it's difficult because I say I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I do think, you know, he's tried and he's been effective this season and he has put some important goals in. But where I think he excels more than anything as a Liverpool player is when he's running onto the ball, or sorry, when he's running with the ball at his feet. I think he's an outstanding dribbler. I think when he gets going, his pace is really good as well. Like, he's not one of those quick over 5 yard guys. He's a bit more Gerrard like. I can hit top speed and keep this speed up for quite some time, and you're going to struggle to keep up with me. And I think when he's playing on the left-hand side, never really wants to go past this man, which is weird. But when he gets the ball in the middle of the park, he drives on it. Mm. Or the other place where he's really good is in the penalty area, in the 5-6 yard box, finding that little pocket of space maybe for a cross. We're just not getting him into the areas, I think, enough that he's most comfortable in.
No, absolutely. Yeah, and again, I come back to it. It's a shame if he is struggling so much in terms of his identity, as you were saying, doesn't quite know where he sees himself in terms of the future of this football side, because I think he's got loads and loads of talent, loads and loads of potential. We just need to find a way of utilising it better. But ultimately, it comes down to he needs to play better when
yes,
given opportunities.
Yes, he does.
Because, again, big moments have kind of centred around him a little bit today, and he hasn't executed them perfectly, and it has ended up costing us. Yeah, shame. If we had to number him?
I think it was a 5, you know.
Yeah, I probably tend to agree.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.